This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House Friday for his first visit from a foreign leader since taking office. At a joint news conference, the president said Tokyo and Washington must have a good partnership to ensure the Indo-Pacific region remains free and open.
We committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The meeting underscores Biden's emphasis on alliances to deal with an increasingly assertive China. Biden and Suga are also looking to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. Russia on Friday responded in kind to a barrage of new U.S. sanctions, saying it would expel 10 U.S. diplomats and take other retaliatory measures in a tense showdown with Washington. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said Moscow would add 8 U.S. officials to its sanction list and move to restrict and stop the activities of U.S. non-government organizations from interfering in Russia's politics. He said the Kremlin suggested that U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan follow the example of his Russian counterpart and head home for consultations. Russia will also move to deny the U.S. embassy the possibility to hire personnel from Russia and third countries as support staff. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.